I always feel like the sacrificial lamb because for some reason Ina always puts me first. I'm not quite sure what that's all about. So this story is about post-divorce, two kids. My son Lucas was 10 at the time. My daughter Reed was 7. And my ex-wife basically came up to me one day and said our marriage is over after 13 years. So I was sort of shattered. And about a month later, I have a half-brother who lives in Lion's Head, Ontario, which is close to the Arctic Circle, basically. And the kids and I decided to take a trip. So we jump in the car, and I had a computer with me that I had a plug for the lighter. And so that's sort of what I used to keep them somewhat calm. And so we drove up about 7 hours to Niagara Falls. And we went to a KOA campground and had a little cabin and the requisite pool, which we spent some time at the first night. And then we went to Niagara Falls the next day and did the whole show there, capped off by a helicopter trip. If you ever go, it's incredible. And over the falls, the next morning we got up and completed the drive, another 7 odd hours, to my brother Bill's house. And we put a tent up in the backyard, and he and his wife Sharon are very gracious hosts, and we spent the week there. And then we made the trip back. So to break up the 14-hour drive, we decided to go halfway again. So we drove and ended up somewhere in New York State and spent the night at a hotel. Of course, the pool, which is like a terrarium, they wanted to spend time in, which we did. Then the next morning we got up and headed south. So we're driving, and everything's fine. They're both in the back seat, and then, you know, just cruising along. And then they break the computer connection to the lighter. So now the computer's down, and Reeve is drawing, and Lucas is, like, reading or doing something, I can't remember what. And we continue on until the fighting starts. And, you know, little punch from Lucas, little tweak from Reeve, slowly starts to escalate. And I'm like, come on, guys, please, just give me a break, keep it down, and continue to drive. And, you know, every once in a while, they tend to listen to me and calm down, and then it sort of ratchets up a little bit, and then it subsides, and then it ratchets up a little bit. And at one point, I'm like, keep it down. Do we have to pull over? Which works for about 30 seconds. And then we continue on, and I get to the point where I'm just, I don't know what to do. Those of you who have kids have been here before. So I finally say to Reeve, who's drawing, I said, give me your pad and give me your crayon, which she hands up. And then I'm doing, which in this day and age of political correctness, I'm driving with my knees in the car, and I have the pad and the crayon, and I'm writing, help, my children are driving me crazy. And I take it, and I put it in my window. And they're like, Dad, what are you doing? And I'm like, just shut up. And we keep on driving. A few minutes later, a car goes by. And I see the passenger look over and start to smile. So I smile back. And now my kids are a little bit intrigued. They're saying, Dad, what does it say? I said, oh, just be quiet. So we continue. You know, I'm like 62 miles an hour in the slow lane. And people, of course, are blowing by me. With each successive car, it seems as if the response is getting broader and broader. Somebody's, you know, elbowing the driver and pointing, and everybody's laughing. And then pretty soon it's like thumbs up, and they're smiling and waving. And my kids are like, Dad, what's going on? And I said, well, and I take the note, and I show them, like, oh, and they're laughing, and I put it back in. Now it's a game. So the bickering stopped completely, and we're having a great time. So we're waiting for the next car to come and to watch the reaction. So it's going on, and each car has, not every car reacts, of course, but a lot of cars react, and we sort of watch what they do. And now the three of us are just having a ball. And then, I don't know how long it's been, maybe an hour, my son goes, Dad, I have got to pee. So I said, okay. So we're looking for the next exit, and up comes the exit, and we get off, and we're in podunk upstate New York. And we're driving down the main street. Of course, the sidewalks are rolled up. It's like 3 in the afternoon. There's nobody there. And I'm thinking, where am I going to take him to take a pee? And so I see a couple blocks ahead of me, per se, a state trooper coming in my direction. Like, oh, you know, don't even think anything about it. And then I look at my side view mirror, and I see 3 state troopers behind me. I'm like, kind of weird, but did I not stop at the light off the exit? Or, you know, what could I wasn't speeding? And all of a sudden, they light up, and all the lights go on, and the guy in front of me pulls across the lane. I'm like, so I pull over, and they sort of do this circle of the wagons around me. I'm like, what is going on? And my daughter, who's had an issue with me in the past with getting pulled over, is like, Dad, what's going on? I'm like, everything's fine. Just everything's fine. Guns out of the holsters. Guy behind me at the back of the, I have a Toyota Highlander, you know, he's like, put your hands on the wheel. I'm freaked out. I'm like, you know, my daughter's now like, Dad, I was just, shh, it's okay. Everything's okay. He goes, did you write help? And I start to giggle. He goes, this isn't funny. I said, well, I did. And I said, I wrote a note that said, help, my kids are driving me crazy. So I see the gun slowly slide into the holster. And I see the other guys sort of relax. They're going down to their standard jelly donut discussion. And he comes up to the window and he says, give me your license and registration. And he's got the big Smokey the Bear hat on. So I hand him over my license and registration. He goes, are these your kids? I said, yes, they're my kids. He goes, can you prove that? I said, well, I have their passports because we were just in Canada. He goes, great, this is going to make it easy. So I hand them over, and my daughter is frozen in the seat behind me. My son's sort of a little curious. He hasn't been involved in the post-police activities as my daughter was. And so the cop disappears. The other cops, you know, feet up on the bumper, chatting about whatever. And he's back there, and the time passes, and my daughter's like, are you going to be arrested? I said, I'm not going to be arrested. Just calm down. Everything's fine. So finally the cop comes back up, and he hands me all the paperwork back in through the window. And he said, look, the next time you have to entertain your kids, do something other than write help and put it in the window. Because 2 months ago, a boy was abducted by his father, and he wrote help on a napkin and put it in the back window. And we caught this guy. So somebody must have driven by today and only seen help in your window, and the call came in. So we figured the worst had happened, which is why we pulled you over. So again, something different in the future. Yes, officer. So I slowly roll the window up, their lights go off, they start to disperse, and we start to pull away. And my son says, Dad, I've got to pee! Thank you.